Labs is still in a bad mood, so let's try to make him in a better mood. Tunch, let's take a look at the AFC conference standings. Because we said nothing bad happened yesterday for the Steelers. There they are, Labs.
Yeah, I mean,
make you feel a little bit better?
A lot of football left to be played, Missy.
I know, I know. We're just trying to perk you up today. You know, we want you to have a good week.
What if they get on a roll like they did second half of last season? I mean, think about that.
You know,
look, if you look at this football team, you look at the Pittsburgh Steelers, on both sides of the ball, there is a lot of room for improvement. There's a lot of room for growth. And so, believe me, I think that's what we're going to see. And by the time the Steelers get into that stretch run, last four games, head into the playoffs, they're going to be playing at their best. They're going to be playing their best football on both sides of the ball. There is no doubt in my mind. They're healthy right now going into the back half. You know, if something terrible happens, well, then it does. But if not, this team will be don't start laughing. But you know what I mean? You know, the terrible being the unthinkable.
I understand. The unsayable.
But right. You don't want to say that if Ben got hurt. But that's, you know, that's if those guys all, if A.B., Ben, Le'Veon stay healthy, that offensive line stays healthy, you know, forget about it. This team is going to be flying into the playoffs. And once you get into the playoffs, as we all know, anything can happen.
All right, let's try something again. Let's take a look at what happened yesterday in the AFC North. This might make Labs feel better. Maybe?
You know, I mean,
no?
I think we'll see. You know, I'm going to use a Mike Tomlin phrase. The Steelers have bigger fish to fry than winning the division now. I mean, winning the division is important. It's always the first step along the road and all those other things. I understand that. I believe it. But I think that when you look at what the AFC North is at this point in this season, you know, the records of the teams, the makeup of the makeups of the teams that are the Steelers' closest competitors, you know, I think I won't say that winning the division is a given, but, you know, it's not what it has been in the recent past in terms of degree of difficulty. And so, you know, now I'm focusing on other things, because when this season started, you know, one of the goals was you want to have home field advantage. You want to be at home for the playoffs. You don't want to have to go to Gillette Stadium anymore and those kind of things. And so that's now kind of what I am focused on moving forward. And yeah, I understand, Tunch, what you're saying about, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement and that's what you think is going to happen and all that other stuff. And hey, I'm hopeful as well. But, you know, it's the difference between driving a car and riding in a car. You're driving the car, you have some control over the wheel. We're just riding.
That's right. Well,
we're just riding.
Right. I'm going to give you that.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
I know.
Which isn't the worst thing.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
What I wanted to talk about was what we talked about in camp. Remember when I said in camp, this year is going to be a down year for the AFC North. And what that why that is good for the Pittsburgh Steelers is because every game is not going to be a blood and guts battle where those games take their toll on the Pittsburgh Steelers and they end up limping into the playoffs. This year, because Baltimore's not very good, Cincinnati's not very good, and you don't have that same kind of, you know, right. And so now you have an opportunity. I don't want to say coast. That's not a right word. But I mean, there's not the battle of attrition that the last 3 years have been for the Pittsburgh Steelers going into the playoffs. That's why I think the end that you can afford to play more guys in less competitive games, get them to work, and not strain your starters. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to this season. They're going to be a lot different. It'll be a lot different feel going into the playoffs.
Yeah, but when I think when you look at the last eight games of the regular season, you know, New England has two losses, and the Steelers have two losses. And so you play them head-to-head. So it's not like there's a large margin for error. I mean, losing to New England at Heinz Field, to me, is not out of the realm of possibility, nor would it necessarily signify that the Steelers are not contenders. So, you know,
you're nervous, aren't you?
No. There's very little margin for error.
Yeah, right.
And when you're talking about a team like New England, you know, Pursuta says this all the time. They're like the vampire. You got to stick the wooden stake through their heart and make sure that they turn into dust as you're looking at them. Because if you turn your back, they're going to rise up and, you know, start...
flying away.
No, tearing your neck apart. So, you know, there's real work ahead.
Yes.
And, you know, there's nothing that I've seen in the first half to say to me that, you know, the Detroit game, that could go either way.
Right.
Could have gone either way. Kansas City game could have gone either way. And I understand that finding ways to win games at the end is the mark of a good team.
Right.
I understand that. But there's not... This team is not one so far that is rolling over the opponents
one after another. No, you're absolutely
they're
right.
It's not like the last nine games of 1976.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Just putting into perspective.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep everything.
Tame the masses.
Yeah. Keep it real.
Well, we're you know, Steelers Nation are looking for some, you know, analysis for the second half of the season. All we're doing is giving it, and I'm just telling you based on what I see, and how this team has has grown, and in the past, you know, the nine game winning streak last year, and what they learned for that. You know, one of the things that point of references are huge confidence builders. In the mind of a football player, because this is what you do. You say, "Oh, we did that last year. We can do it again. You know, we can do it again." And that's what makes last year's experience heading into the playoffs such a positive thing at this point of this year. That's all I'm saying. Don't get nervous.
Okay, let's take a listen to Coach Tomlin from his show this past weekend during the bye, talking about how he's kind of setting the tone for the team heading into the second half.
In our eight games so far, six of those eight games, we've played top 10 defenses. So our offense, if they're looking to feel bad about themselves, can, because of who they played. In the eight games we've played on defense, we've only played one top 10 offense, Kansas City. So they can't get disillusioned by people telling them how good they are. We got a lot of work to do. I just think it's important that we all stay focused on, one, getting better, and two, the opportunities that each week's going to present us. And if we do those things, man, we'll, you know, the stats and all those things will reflect the quality of play that we have.
And I'm sure Coach probably preached that today during team meeting, or maybe he's saving some of those nuggets to display till Wednesday. We'll see. But I'm sure he's going to reiterate that to them multiple times as we head down the final eight games of the season.
Well, make no mistake about it. I don't care that they're 6-2. He's going to keep cracking the whip. That's what makes him such an effective coach and an effective communicator. You know, I'm out there all the time listening to the shots. He does a great job of poking the bear. And one thing that he never allows this team to be is overconfident or comfortable. He's constantly challenging him. He's constantly encouraging him. He's constantly talking to him. And he's trying to make sure that they are on point. And it'll continue that way until the season's over.
And don't you think that would be even more important when you look at the remaining games on the schedule, when you see how many backup quarterbacks the team will be facing and maybe not great records, that it will be important for everybody to have that mindset?
Yeah, he's starting on Jacoby Brissett right now. You got to see, this guy's got a strong arm. He's already starting. Don't get overconfident. Don't, you know, just watch the film and let's get ready.
Yeah, because you can't, when Green Bay walks in, you can't look at the Packers and say, no Aaron Rodgers, this is easy. Or, you know, you're going to Houston, there's no Deshaun Watson or J.J. Watt, and think that that's going to necessarily be easy by definition either. And so, you know, what Mike Tomlin is doing, what he was saying in that clip we just heard, to me, that's good coaching 101. You build up the downtrodden and you stick a pin in the ego maybe of, you know, people who are feeling good about themselves.
Right.
And you know, he found a nice way to do it. And it's really kind of tough to argue with.
Well, that was played on TV. That's not what's going to be in a team meeting.
Oh, I don't know. He a lot of times has admitted that what he says on Tuesday is a little bit of a preview to what they hear on Wednesday.
Oh, okay.
So, I would imagine that that's a similar message that the team is getting in terms of don't feel so good about yourselves defense because you haven't played anybody yet, and I'm paraphrasing. and the offense, hey, don't, you know, don't get down on yourselves. The competition has been very good. And so, you know, that's the kind of thing that you, what the way Mike Tomlin phrases it is, I want to give the team what I think it needs at that particular time. And sometimes it's not even the whole team. It can be just parts of it, giving parts of the team what he thinks it needs at a particular time. Right now, I think that's a solid way to go about it. But again, as I'm sitting in the back seat of the car being driven by someone else, I got my eyes on the road, and I'm not necessarily comfortable enough to fall asleep and say, you know, wake me up New Year's Day when it's all over and we're the number one seed.
You know, Miss, he'll be a lot more direct to the team on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sure.
More direct than that, you know. And,
well, because that's... Yeah. You know, you,
yeah.
There's no.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That's
the, what he says to the team can be kind of what's on HBO,
right?
As opposed to
what's been on
network television. Yeah.
All right. We just want to say congratulations to former Steeler Troy Polamalu, who was inducted this past weekend at USC's homecoming game into the USC Athletic Hall of Fame. There you see him with Juju Smith-Schuster, who of course spent his bye week at home in California, got a chance to catch up with him as well. So congrats to Troy.
Very cool. Way to go, Troy.
So.
Yeah.
All right, bye week in the books.
Yeah, what's in the books? Let's get ready.
Real Hall of Fame coming up for Troy very soon, I would think.
What,
couple
yeah,
more years.
Couple more years.
Yeah, I was as you were talking, I was trying to
in count.
Yeah, because when your son's five.
2000, yep, he'll only be three in April.
Right,
so
a couple more years.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Yeah, that's a way to remember.
Yeah, well, we did the we did the
Troy
show.
My son was born the day Troy retired,
yeah.
So I will not forget that day. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of Steelers Live. Thanks so much for joining us. Coach Tomlin's press conference tomorrow at noon. We're back here tomorrow at 4:00. Have a great night, everybody.